some of it grows in, well, it doesn't grow, it lives in the ocean or gulf, it, little sea animal that, it's got a real thin sort of transparent shell to it. And, well, you know, you can sort of peel it off. And,
shrimp or clam, okay. Or...
Say if you wanted to buy some, you'd ask for a couple of pounds of...
Shrimp.
Okay. And what about something that you might find in a stream, say if you lifted up a rock or something, it's got little claws?
Crawfish.
Okay. And something that you might hear making a noise around the lake at night?
Well, bullfrogs are... Well, bullfrogs are.
Okay. What about the smaller kind?
Well, these little tree frogs, you hear them in the trees.
Okay. And the thing that hops around on land?
A toad, we call them.
Okay. And the hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell?
Oh, well, terrapin or a turtle.
What's the difference?
Well, to me, a terrapin is these little tiny kind, and a turtle is a great big.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Terrapins may be found sort of on dry land or in the woods or anywhere. Oh. Turtles are usually found around ponds and lakes and things like that. Mm-hmm.
And the kind of insect that might be flying around the light, say if you left a porch light on?
Cannel flies, I call them.
Okay. And something that would get in your clothes, wool clothes?
Moths.
Huh?
Moths.
Okay. And tell me about just one of these. You talk about a
moth.
Okay. And something that flies around, it's got a little light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
Okay. And any other name for him?
Well, I think they call them fireflies, don't they?
Okay. But around here you'd say?
The lightning bug.
Okay. And an insect that you might see around the, well, around damp places, usually a lake or someplace, and it's got two pairs of wings to it.
We call them snake doctors.
Okay. Have you ever heard any stories about them? That
they always claim that wherever you see them, there's snakes around. I mean, I've always, as a child, I thought they really doctored the snakes. If a snake was hurt or anything, that they actually doctored them. But that's just something I assumed or heard.
Do you think that's true? That
no.
Not that they're doctoring them, but that there are signs that snakes are near?
I don't really think so, but I still have that feeling.
Yeah.
No, I don't really think so.
What kind of insects will sting you?
Oh, wasp or bumblebees or sweat bees or honeybees or... I guess it's all in.
What about something that has a nest sort of on the ground?
Hornets.
Okay. What's their nest like?
Or these yellow jackets.
Uh-huh.
Hornets, they usually hang from a bush,
mm-hmm.
just in a, sort of in a, sort of in a hive looking thing.
What about those things that you might find a nest hanging from a barn?
Dirt dauber nests or dirt daubers.
What is that made out of?
It's made out of dirt.
Uh-huh. What about and something? I think you just mentioned that. Well, just a bigger thing, not a hornet, but a
yellow jacket.
Uh-huh. Something. What about something that's well, it builds sort of a nest type thing, hanging down from someplace.